This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The historic frigid winter storm that hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
Where we have roads blocked. Roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
Freezing pipes bursting in Jackson, Mississippi is the reason officials announced an order for all residents to boil their water after the system experienced pressure drops on Christmas. The same precautions were ordered back in August when the old system failed then. The city reiterated that the boil order is for all surface water connections and did not pertain to well water connections. Russian missiles continue to kill Ukrainian civilians over the weekend.
Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people and injuring 55 others. President Zelensky shared photos of the damage, called Russia absolute evil. He said the areas hit were not military facilities. He described the shelling as killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. I'm Dave Collins.
Almost everyone on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C. got inflation wrong. The Federal Reserve expected 2021's inflation surge to be transitory. It was not. Core inflation climbed to a four-decade high this fall, nearly tripling the Fed's full-year forecast. Financial expert Dan Ricciotto on Fox News says the omnibus spending package of nearly $2 trillion will ensure inflation to linger.
On the surface, it looks like it doesn't really do much to help us with our number one priority at the moment, at least when it comes to the economy, which is higher egg prices, right, and everything else. So on the surface, it doesn't look like it adds a whole lot to our fight against inflation. In fact, might even make it a little bit worse.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Six people died and two were injured after a passenger bus drove off a bridge and plunged into an overflowing river in northwestern Spain on Sunday. Two survivors, the vehicle's 63-year-old driver and a female passenger, were pulled out of the river by firefighters and taken to nearby hospitals. The accident was near the northern border of Portugal. Much of the world celebrated as the Pope delivered midnight mass on Christmas.
7,000 faithful, including tourists and pilgrims, filled St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for Christmas Eve Mass.
Amen.
The Pontiff decried war, poverty, and greedy consumerism. Today, he reflected on those experiencing the dark and cold in Ukraine, as well as people, quote, living through conflicts in countries like Syria, Lebanon, and Myanmar. He posted on Twitter Christmas Day, "May the Lord lead these regions toward peace and bring reconciliation to the American continent." I'm Jeremy Scott.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. The Taiwan Straits Medium Line is an unofficial buffer between the two sides that lies within the defense zone. Taiwan's defense ministry is reporting Beijing continues military activities close to the Chinese-claimed island. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, aloha, mele kanikamaka. It's Bill Martinez here. Yes, we're here in Hawaii, feeling a little bit of the vog, you know, with the volcano. It's kind of adds a little filter, a little extra, you know, some color at times. And, of course, you know, touch on the environment as well. So interesting, the effect that that is having. Not as dramatic as you might think. But yet, like anything, you know, if it lasts any amount of time, then, you know, we've got to be especially, you know, especially careful about it. But, hey, look, it's great to be here on the island here with the daughter unit and the son-in-law and my two grandkids. And, man, I'll tell you, it's just, it's such a blast. I mean, to me, it's better than Disneyland when you can be around little kids that are just, you know, they're nonstop. And speaking of nonstop, we got to bring on Larry Klayman here, because we've got a lot to talk about. He's the founder, former chair of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter Revolution. Hey, Larry, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I was sharing with the audience, I'm in Mele Kalikimakaville here in Hawaii, and, you know, with the grandkids, and, oh, my gosh, just having a great time, and who knows, maybe I might be able to get around to golf out there today, too, just for fun.
It sounds good. What island is that on?
Maui.
Maui. Yeah. Yeah, I was just on Maui a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good fun.
I played Kapalua. You should go play Kapalua.
Yes, I love Kapalua. We're going to play Kanapali, the Royal Hawaiian. So a little plug for the, not that they're going to give me any break on the tee times, you know, on the
right.
Fees and that. But, yeah, but Kapalua is gorgeous. It's one of my favorite courses. It's just, so panoramic, you know. So it's good fun. Hey, look, I want to talk to you about the 34 innocent Americans that have been jailed in D.C. for peacefully protesting. You know, what many believe was the stolen 2020 presidential election. And they've sent a letter of desperation. And, you know, tell our audience what's going on here.
It's tyranny in its worst form. I mean, what you're seeing is our so-called Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, being used as a Gestapo against the American people. So they conjure up these charges, these phony charges, because these people, most of them, went into the Capitol peacefully. They were escorted by the Capitol Police, in large part. You know, CNN just gave an award to Capitol Police. Well, actually, it was Nancy Pelosi as well who did that. And they should be giving the award to the police that actually supported these protesters. But the judges are making them get down on their knees. They're denying bail. They're forcing confessions like this was Iran or North Korea. People having to say they did wrong when they don't believe they did wrong at all to get a lesser sentence. And then they get thrown in the slammer, and then they're mistreated in prison, denied medical care, in some instances beaten. This is what you're dealing with. You wouldn't believe that this is the United States 2023 almost.
Mm-hmm. Larry, for those of us that are a bit separated, I mean, that we, neither one of these, you know, innocent Americans that we're talking about here, that are in jail are not directly our family. Indirectly, they are as American citizens. But for those families that are witnessing this, I mean, this is crushing on many levels. Because, like you said, the bottom line is, I thought this was America.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that Brittany Griner, who just got an affirmative action prisoner swap, right, was treated a whole lot better than these prisoners were treated. And it's a disgrace. It's more than a disgrace. You know, the government is living on borrowed time. Bill, we've talked about it, our Third Continental Congress. Mm-hmm. Our delegates are meeting. We're declaring independence, forming a new government, not a new nation. This is not a government that represents the American people. And you have a so-called opposition party, which is worthless, the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. They couldn't even win an election in the worst time in modern American history.
Exactly.
So the American people are out there on their own right now. Mm-hmm. And Biden and Harris realize that to be able to force their brand of socialism, communism, atheism, whatever you want to call it, on the American people, they have to keep us down. And they keep us down by using this Justice Department and soon to be the Internal Revenue Service with 87,000 new agents, mm-hmm, to shut the American people up, to quiet us up. But we won't be quieted much longer, believe me, because look what's going on in China. Uh-huh. You know, the Chinese are going up against a despotic regime. They have no history of freedom over there. Look what's going on in Iran right now. Mm-hmm. The American people ultimately will rise up, and I hope that we can keep it peaceful. That's what we're trying to do, right, you know, by trying Biden ourselves for the bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia, Fauci for the 6 million dead that he's responsible for with tending over the seeds of COVID to a Chinese military lab that escaped, mm-hmm, and federal judges. They're the worst. Mm-hmm. You know, I filed a pleading a few weeks ago, Bill, where I said, you want to look for the cause for January 6th, not that there was anything wrong with January 6th. Look in the mirror, federal, mm-hmm, judges in D.C. They're pure evil. These judges in, yeah, the District of Columbia are pure evil. And I've been
all those that perpetrated this hoax upon the American people. I mean, we have something going before the Supreme Court right now, brought on by two citizens. You know, they're not attorneys, Larry. I mean, these are two guys, the Brunson brothers, who everyday citizens. And I tell people, this is what we the people look like. You know, because people go, well, you know, three most powerful words of the Constitution, you know, we the people. How come we the people aren't asserting our authority? Well, there's some that are starting to do this and follow their lead. I mean, and basically what they're saying regarding the 2020 election was that there were 100 elected officials, congressmen and senators, who said, look, we need to look into the 2020 election. And over 300, close to 400 said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, that's against the law. It's against the Constitution. So they're bringing this before the Supreme Court, and this includes Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, a host, you know, that you know about, I'm sure. And I mean, this is going to, you know, this is one step towards, you know, supporting a constitutional democratic republic, because we had paid officials clearly, with the dereliction of duty, not do what they're supposed to do. And meanwhile, they've left the electorate in a quandary. This is not right that we should be left in a quandary like this, Larry, and you know this.
You're right, Bill, but don't expect the Supreme Court to do anything. Mm-hmm. They're as bad as the federal judges. This is all a big club in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Clarence Thomas, he can issue his edicts. We should do this. We should do that. He knows nothing's going to happen. We had a case that went up to the Supreme Court on the antitrust, anti-competitive nature of big tech, which we now, mm-hmm, know exists. And he said, oh, this is a good case, but we can't look at it now. Okay? He copped out. They're politicians in robes. Mm-hmm. And the D.C. courts are just so corrupt. And so is the Bar Association. You know, they're trying Rudy Giuliani right now, the D.C. Mm-hmm. Bar Disciplinary Counsel himself, who never tries a case, who I've been fighting with for years. Mm-hmm. They want to eliminate anyone who will stand up to this government, whether it's Rudy Giuliani, Larry Klayman, or anybody else. These evil people, these evil leftists, these Bolsheviks, have tried to keep us down, and so far they've succeeded, but they're not going to succeed for much longer.
Well, as you said, you can see what's happening around the world, whether it's China, Iran, in Russia, you know, at the risk of their very lives, their treasure. I mean, this is sounds and memories of the American Revolution. They are coming out and showing the world what it looks like when you take a stand against a despotic government. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Larry Klayman. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, or in Melikalikimakaville. I mean, we're talking about 4 to 7 a.m. Yes, it's early here. And it's great to be with you, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. Larry Klayman is with us. Larry's the founder, former chair of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Larry, your book is a blueprint for a time such as this, this is what we need to do, and we need to all be on the same page here. We can't be, you know, like the Republicans who continue to manage time and again to steal victory or steal a loss from the jaws of victory. I mean, it's just amazing. They're just so incompetent, and it's to the point that the political system has been such a disappointment, Larry. And this is what I'm hearing in all my travels all over, whether in Hawaii, it was in California, for a month, last week. And it's just, the people are fed up with the political system. I mean, they don't want to be, they're like Christian Sinema. They don't want to be a Republican. They don't want to be a Democrat. They just want to be American. You know, they want what's in the best interest of America. Forget the parties, because the parties are sold out. Yeah, go ahead.
I hope people will get my book and read it. I'm not making hardly anything on it. Go to freedomwatchusa.org with a contribution. We'll send it to you for free, or you can buy it online at amazon.com, Books a Million. Read it. We also need tax-deductible contributions, Bill, because the Republicans siphoned a lot away in the last election, and people can go to freedomwatchusa.org for what we're doing, trying Biden, trying Hunter, trying James and Fauci and the rest of them. But it's interesting that you talk about Kristen Sinema, because she didn't want to join the Republican Party. Mm. What's the point?
Right.
You know, it's a bunch of losers, frankly. Mm. And not only just losers, they have no principles. And then they lie to the American people. I'm still a registered Republican. I keep it to criticize them from within. Mm-hmm. You know, I joke, I haven't had time to quit. I'm forming a new party, a new American Independence Party. But look at Jim Jordan, rolled up sleeves, goes on TV, Fox News, well, we're going to do this, this, and this. He hasn't done squat. They can't do anything. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to bring Biden to justice with the bribery from China, Ukraine, and Russia. And they have no subpoena power that can be enforced. They have no ability to force the Justice Department, which has become this Gestapo of Biden and Harris, to do anything. Yet they're raising money off of that. It's a fraud.
Yeah.
It's a total fraud. So the American people hopefully will see that. And as I said before, I have people in my own extended party that would tell me, let the Republicans do it. What are they doing? You know, if you care about your kids and grandkids, then you've got to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't ask someone else to do it for you. Our founding fathers didn't ask the Republicans to do it.
No. I mean, case in point, exactly, Larry. Look what they did or failed to do with the Respect and Marriage Act. I mean, how much more do you need to see? You got 15 Republicans that crossed over on a ridiculous, ridiculous deal that was, worse than, the Inflation Reduction Act, right? That didn't reduce anything. All it did was pay back political favors. This is what the political system and the political elites are known for, as you're well aware. And more Americans are becoming aware of this. At $31 trillion and counting, they keep spending money. Forget about, our grandkids anymore. Now they're going into our great-grandkids' piggy bank, too.
Yeah, and they're destroying Judeo-Christian values and culture. That's the ultimate destruction.
Exactly.
And, well, just briefly, Bill. This thing about Brittany Griner, okay, yeah, we feel bad about her, get her out of there. But here they leave a Marine, a white male heterosexual, and pass him up for a lesbian, for a black, and for a female. Now, I don't mean that in a racist sense, but it's clear what they're doing. That's politics, okay?
Right.
They're playing to that community.
Well, they're checking the boxes, Larry. It's all about box checking. Clearly, that's been the Democratic Party, the recent Democrat. They've got boxes to check, and the more boxes they can check, it just makes it a fait accompli.
Yeah, and this is a woman as well, Griner, who's made negative remarks about the United States. She's no patriot.
Yeah. She wouldn't stand for the for the national anthem. We've seen all this
right stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is where it is. They're pushing this culture, okay, in every aspect, and gays deserve rights. Yes, they deserve to be treated with respect, and they can do whatever they want in their own home, but don't push it on us. And that's what they're doing, because by destroying the fabric of society, pushing it on kids, teaching them, and let's be candid, I was thinking about this morning. Homosexuality is a disease. That's not what was intended. It's sad that people have it, and they deserve to have their rights. But it is not what God intended, and that's clear. So this is what they're doing, and I think that's one of the worst things that they could do is to push this on kids and tell them that this is normal, and you know, and it pervades every aspect of society.
You know, without a doubt. Well, you're exactly right, because these are the crucial building blocks, you know, our children. And this is where, you know, when you see time and again where there is a direct movement by the hand of God, it is when the children are threatened. And, Larry, it's a matter of time. You know, people think, okay, they think they're getting away with this. They're not getting away with this. I mean, there's going to be something, you know, and I hear, you know, from my friends, even people who are not people of faith, they question, they go, is God judging us? Will God judge us? And I said, what's an interesting question that you ask? Why do you ask that question? Because I think you ask it with a sense of anticipation and expectation, because you believe that America should be judged for the evil that it has allowed to be perpetrated, especially upon innocents, whether it's aborted babies, whether it's young children in schools that are being indoctrinated, where you have the drag queen story hours taking place, kids that are being non-age appropriate things about sex. I mean, we're so, the society has become over-sexualized on so many levels, and now this supposedly respective marriage act, you know, marriage act, what it does is it broadens, as you know, it broadens the whole aspect of marriage. I mean, if you want to go marry your goldfish, it's okay. You know, and I don't have a problem if you want to marry your goldfish. What I do have a problem is when you want to marry a three-year-old girl. I'm sorry. Or even a four-year-old boy or three-year-old boy. I mean, this is perverse. And no society in the history of humankind has been able to sustain itself when it gets so morally corrupt and debased.
No, ancient Greece, ancient Rome, mm-hmm. largely collapsed because of the hedonism
yes.
that resulted. You know, they took their eye off the ball, no pun intended, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, the homosexuality was hedonistic. Okay, you can do whatever you want. There were no bounds. And this is, you know, what we are today. We live in with the drugs, with the ecstasy, with the mushrooms, with marijuana, even with alcohol. Alcohol is the worst of all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not saying we have to go to prohibition or anything, but there's no limits. There's no there's no ability to regulate what's going on, because everything is permissible.
Exactly.
And
once you remove morality, you know, then the Constitution folds on itself. You know, our founding fathers were smart enough to know that. They said, hey, our Constitution was designed for a moral people, and we've lost morality. And this is what the Marxists want to do, because you take religion, you take God, but you replace God with their God. They're subtle right now in terms of what they're doing, but this is exactly what they're doing. It's the great exchange, the big lie that's being perpetrated, not only on the American people, but on people around the world, Larry Klayman.
Yeah, let me say something. I don't know if we have time, Bill, but I'm going to.
We got a minute left. Go ahead. I'm going to give you the full minute.
Well, let me say this. You know, I'm a Jewish Christian. Okay, I'm very much proud of my Jewish heritage. I became a Christian. I came to Christ. But I want people to understand that these Jewish people that you see on CNN and elsewhere, they're not Jews at all. Okay, they're Marxists, and they are creating an uptick in latent anti-Semitism in this country. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a huge embarrassment to the American people. They've lost sight of their Jewish heritage, but they're not Jews. They're Marxists. And I want to say that, because I'm worried about the anti-Semitism, because most Jewish people are not this way. I just want to say that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate the statement. It goes back to what the Word of God says, the people without vision will perish. That vision is God-given vision. It's revelation, and we need it more than ever. Larry Klayman, thank you for being with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare,
you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. The historic frigid winter storm that has hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
It is devastating. It is going to a war zone, and the vehicles along the sides of the roads are shocking. It's not just small vehicles. It is literally snowplows. It is major size recovery vehicles and utility vehicles and tow trucks. So we have a real challenge right now where we have roads blocked. Roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said on Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Rashan Janja is with us. He's the head of retail at Square, and we're going to be talking about the season of holiday shopping, which, of course, has officially kicked off with rising inflation. It's important for business owners to know where and how people are shopping so that they can meet customers where they are, create new revenue streams through omnichannel sales, and use automation and tech to cut overhead costs. As I said, Roshan Janja, the head of retail at Square, is here to discuss what businesses can expect this December by highlighting real-time holiday shopping trends from millions of Square and Afterpay sellers coming out of this busy Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend. Roshan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, I love when we can analyze what's going on, especially on these terrific retail days. I think I have retail blood in me, so it gets me excited when we can talk about retail business here. So what consumer trends are you seeing coming out of Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping weekend?
Yeah, and Bill, that's a great shout out that the data is exciting. It's something that we provide directly to our sellers, and I'm happy to be able to take a step back and look at the big picture. Coming out of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we are seeing things definitely up year over year. And by that, I mean we saw about 20% more transactions this past weekend compared to the same time last year. We saw staffing increase. Sellers are obviously expecting, strong demand here. And so there's about a 20% increase in holiday staffing. We saw consumers showing up with more buy now, pay later appetite. We saw Afterpay transactions growing about 120% compared to the pre-holiday. And then gift cards, always a strong option, and ranked number one in a pre-holiday survey that we did. There was about 250,000 of those sold over the weekend, both physical and e-gift cards. So a lot of appetite for shopping out there.
Are these numbers surprising you?
You know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of uncertainty out there, the economic climate, but I would say that going into the holiday season, you know, we saw a lot of reports about the resilience of the American consumer. So in a lot of ways, this is just kind of extending that story.
It almost seems, you know, from my purview, it seems like sometimes people are just tired of being depressed and hearing all the bad news, and they're just going to get into the spirit. You know what I mean? It seems like they do this every season like this. You know, there can be bad economic news going into it, and they just figure, okay, well, we're just going to still enjoy the holidays and move forward. I mean, to be honest with you, I saw these numbers, and I was pleasantly surprised, frankly, because when you have this kind of attitude for the season being expressed with people's wallets, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. And, you know, it's something that we actually saw. We did this, this festive forecast survey where we also looked at some of the motives behind the holiday shopping season. And even though you had some folks who are motivated by utility and value, a lot of what's driving the holiday purchases are you know, feeling good and wanting to do well by people and just kind of promote some of these, this good holiday, spirit. And so I think the motives behind it and the emotion behind it are really shining through in the numbers here.
Are the items that are being sold, you know, being bought and sold, or is it just across the board? And you have, like you say, this underlying emotion and motivation, behind it all? Is it pretty well spread out, or are there particular items that are really hot that you're finding?
Yeah, so the things that are popular are always different every season. Some of the trends last year where there were, you know, clogs and weekender bags and trucker hats, this year are replaced by, you know, tracksuits and sneakers. There's a lot of electronics that are really trending, like PS5s and Nintendo Switches.
Right.
But in terms of the emotion, I would say emotion has to meet reality, and that's coming out in terms of value seeking. We see a lot of consumers trying to address these inflationary concerns by looking for discounts. You know, we're also seeing sellers rise to the occasion, not only by making sure that folks are aware of the promotions that they're having. In fact, the average discount we saw over the weekend was 21%. But there's also value to be demonstrated in other ways. There's loyalty incentives. There's, you know, buy one, get one. There's just and return policies and free shipping. There's a lot of ways that small businesses can kind of show value beyond just the price point of something, and that is something that shoppers are seeking and responding to.
Well, that average discount is an indication that counterbalances what is happening economically, as you mentioned earlier, Rashawn, in terms of the inflationary index. So that is still a 21%. It puts people a little bit ahead and kind of sets their pocketbooks at ease for just a little bit anyway. So what can businesses expect for the rest of the holiday season, and how should they prepare?
Yeah, so, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, in many ways, is a predictor of what's to come. It kind of opens the doors on the shopping season, but there's quite a few weeks until now and Christmas. And so really what to do here is to focus on some of those things I touched on earlier. The value-seeking shoppers for whom sales can really make or break the deal. Consumers are going to be increasingly on the hunt for deals, and so it's not just about discounting. It's promoting those discounts. Make sure that your consumers know that you're running a sale, whether that's on your website, your social media, your marketing messages. Make sure to advertise your payment options and flexibility. Buy now, pay later, as I mentioned, is on the rise. It's yet another tool for kind of smoothing out and managing your expenditures as a consumer. And so, you know, if you can offer that solution, make sure that you promote and make people aware of it. Gift cards are certainly going to peak the closer we get. It's a terrific last-minute gift. And, in fact, there's a bit of guilt that creeps in, and people will buy larger value gift cards closer to Christmas. So make sure you're stocked up. Right. And people are aware that you can sell those things. I would say, though, you know, broadly speaking, we saw this coming out of pandemic. Being able to adapt quickly is crucial for a small business because things are changing so quickly, and there's a lot to kind of have on the radar. The way you can really improve your ability to adapt is to lean into technology and embrace inventory management systems, staffing management systems, and customer relationship tools. These are the things that are going to allow you to spot those trends quickly and respond to them, whether it's a product that's about to run out of stock, something that's not as popular as it was before, it needs to be discounted and discontinued, whether you need to scale up or scale down your staffing hours or needs. I think having a strong system to lean on that can give you intelligent reporting and inform what you do next as a small business, I think that's crucial not only for this holiday period, but for the period after as well.
Yeah, going forward, no doubt about it. I'm glad you're expanding on what you're discovering regarding the tools and technology that are available. They are available today and for businesses that are tapping into it. And, you know, I know some have been a little bit reticent. But look, it is the future. It is now, and you've got to move past. Unfold just a little bit these omnichannel strategies that you mentioned.
Yeah, so, you know, what I mentioned before about leaning into these systems, and you're right to point out that small businesses at times are reticent to adopt. Sometimes it feels a little bit like medicine, right? Like it's work you have to do. You got to enter all the data in and, you know, maybe take some pictures and kind of really commit into like a catalog and inventory management system, what have you. But the power is really apparent when you can click a button and publish those things for sale on a website, publish them on a social media channel. You know, wherever it is that, you know, you find consumers want to go, your life is only going to be easier if you've got a system that's up to date and kept current. So omnichannel selling is really important because the emergent strategies that we're seeing is not a shotgun approach. It's not just go take what you're selling and sell it everywhere. It's actually to be a little bit more thoughtful about who are your consumers? Where are they spending their time? Younger demographics may skew towards certain social media platforms. You know, older demographics, a lot of times it's kind of like more traditional online store. But whatever it is that you find in what you're selling and who your consumers are, you can meet them where they are with your product. And you don't have to go in, you know, you don't have to go all in. You can experiment. This is one of the most successful strategies we've seen small businesses do is test it out. And, you know, if things don't work, don't be afraid to walk away and try something new. This is part of the adapting.
Exactly. And great information, Rashaan. Rashaan Jhunjha, he's the general manager of retail at Square. Thank you so much for being with us. Where can they go for more information?
Thanks for having me, Bill. For more info, I would direct people to squareup.com. There you can find the stats that we've been chatting about today, and you can learn all about the wealth of tools for omnichannel selling that we're offering to sellers of all shapes and sizes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we got for you? Harry Lennox, yes, from The Blacklist, and of course, the acclaimed series 24. Who didn't love 24, Harry? Everybody loved 24. This is awesome. You know, what a great career for you.
Yep, so far so good, Bill. Thanks for having me. It's great to be able to talk to you and to your listeners, of course.
Well, we appreciate the time, and of course, we want to talk about your new project, this new movie that everybody's going to be able to see very shortly from PureFlix. How did you land this gig? Nothing is impossible.
Well, I guess the title is kind of descriptive of my association with the movie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's possible. You knew a guy a long time ago, and this. In this case, I knew a guy by the name of John Shepard, and he's been working with PureFlix and David A.R. White and that team for some time. I went to college with John at Northwestern University, and, over the years, we've had occasion to run into each other during some of his screenings and the industry, but he's a man of faith, and he knew that I am also a man of faith, and so he asked me if I'd be interested, and of course, I was.
Wow. How cool is that? Well, when I look back on your background, I mean, typical background, you're a baseball player, you look forward to playing sports, and you end up, becoming a thespian. How did that happen?
Well, I guess one of the easy explanations is I wasn't very good at baseball, so, so that wasn't going to work out for me. My eyesight was always bad. I just never was able to pick up the ball as I advanced, in my baseball career. I had love for the game. I was quick on my feet, quick with my hands, but the batting part was a little issue for me. And so, one spring I was in the seminary. I was studying to be a priest as a high school student. And I saw these pretty girls coming up. For some reason, I was an all-boys school. And I was like, well, what are they doing here? And it turned out it wasn't for basketball cheerleaders or anything. They were auditioning for this big musical. So, of course, the question was, well, why don't I audition for this big musical?
Yeah.
And I did. And I guess the joke was on me. Somehow I fell in love with the craft of acting. And I tell you, in some ways, I like to think that I have made a kind of fusion of those two interests, and my interest in theology and being a priest and getting the word out, and also being an actor, you know. So that's how I like to look at it.
Well, I got to tell you, Harry, you and I have a similar background. I was on my way to the Maryknoll Seminary up until my senior year in school, and it's amazing. You make that kind of commitment, or you think that's where you're going, and then somehow here comes some pretty girls your way.
That's true. You know, I have some very good friends that are priests.
Yes.
You know, they have the same kind of, you know, they're men just like you and I, right. But they've been able to make a commitment in most cases, at least in the Catholic orders, to be able to go ahead and deny that aspect of their lives and that they might pursue some other vocation. So I'm grateful for them and have great respect for that ability.
Yeah. And here you are. You take that background, as I've had it, it's so rooted in you that it becomes part of your everyday life, sometimes very subtly, and you realize, wow, it's the Holy Spirit using you, speaking through you, probably in your acting as well.
I like to think so, Bill. I have a reason to think so. You know, I know that it changed me and the ability to communicate. You know, they call the order that I was studying with the Dominicans, they are called the Order of the Preachers, Ordo Praedicatorum. So the ability to communicate, you know, I've heard some of the most amazing speakers who have spoken to what I needed to hear, to have made manifest the kind of word, that I think is the business of hermeneutics, the business of being able to take a text and break it down. So we're really using the same muscles.
Right.
I like to think maybe the same organ, that is the speaking of the Holy Spirit through us. It's communicating something that needs to be heard.
Yeah, it's out of the abundance of our heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we sit on and trust the Holy Spirit to use a pliable, soft, willing heart.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's correct.
Well, good. Well, let's talk about Nothing Impossible. What's the storyline here that we need to know about?
Well, it's really a story about second chances. Scott Beck is the character played by David A.R. White in this case. And he is a former basketball star at his high school. He now works as a janitor at that high school. Because of fate and God's working in his life, he reintroduces himself to an old girlfriend who now is the owner of this team, the woman who is running the team. She has open tryouts. He goes to these tryouts, even though he's advanced in years, he gives it all that he can. And he learns that even though there have been failures in his life, that God has worked it in such a way that we can look at our defeat as a final end, or we can look at it as an opportunity to grow. And that we learn that when our own efforts have failed, that it is God who can arrange things in such a way as the unique ability to turn it into a positive what could have been seen as a negative.
Yeah, and it is, in a sense, kind of Mission Impossible here, in a sense, that here David A.R. White, playing the role of Scott Beck, is, 39 years old, but for a former girlfriend, he gets a tryout, right?
Right, that's right. That's right. It's an endearing story. You know, I like to think that, that phrase, nothing is impossible, I think is a kind of paraphrase of what happens in Matthew. The young man wants to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus says to his disciples, well, it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, than a rich man to get to heaven. And they say, how is this possible? He says, with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And that's something that Scott Beck learns in this endearing tale, I think.
And I think when we hit the pause button ourselves and look back on our lives, Harry, we see that in our own lives, don't we?
Definitely, definitely. You know, we all have this struggle of looking at frustrations, things that have disappointed us in our lives, as if it's some sort of final judgment from God. In reality, we have learned not just through our Christian faith, but through philosophers, that which does not kill us can make us stronger. That which God can use, it looked like it was going to be, you know, what was it that Jesus said to Peter? The stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. And I think we can look at those failures in our lives as stones that could actually be used, not as impediment, but as inspiration.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well said. This movie, though it features basketball, is much more than basketball, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. There's a lot of parallels between those things which we enjoy as a pastime, sports, basketball, plays, movies, they actually can teach us lessons, and they have great synchronicity with what is actually going on in our journey.
Yeah, I think we love that about sports. I know for me, I did get a chance to play baseball. I could see the curve. I could hit the curve and occasionally hit the fastball, too. So that was good. And I think it might have been anywhere close to 6 foot, you know, to be very vulnerable with you. It would either have been the NBA or, you know, Major League Baseball. That was because I came from a baseball family. There were 9 kids in our family.
Oh, wow.
So we ate and drank it. And but so much about life, you know, teaching opportunities from great coaches that I had along, you know, in my career and in high school and college. And, of course, my dad, he coached us through, you know, Babe Ruth and American Legion ball as well. So we had some great times and great memories. But it's just so amazing how applicable athletics and competition, you know, what it does in, you know, forming our lives and value.
I agree, but I was also going to say, you know, you talk about being close to 6 feet, but we look at Jose Altuve, and he's nowhere near 6 feet.
I know. I know. We have those unique individuals that, you know, that say, hey, look at if they could do it, you know, and they did it, and God bless them. I mean, they're an encouragement for other of us that may be height challenged, you know.
That's right. I guess Jose Altuve can actually tell us that nothing is impossible.
He could do that. That's right, to bring the movie, you know, back into play. So I guess the bottom line of this is we wrap things up here, Harry, and I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate the opportunity. I've seen your work over the years, enjoyed it, you know, Blacklist 24. I mean, you know, you've just had just this, you know, blessed career, and, you know, and it really touches me to, you know, talk with somebody who is a fellow believer and somebody else who's had a Catholic background. And, you know, you know, we've been blessed. You know, I remind people often when I get a chance to talk about, I was raised by nuns and, you know, very fortunate during my time because we had mostly nuns in the school that I attended. And these nuns would handle kids, you know, classroom sizes of about 63 kids.
Yeah.
So we are very, very blessed for that. So, you know, God bless you. And I appreciate this time. So as we wrap things up, just again, summarize the movie, Nothing is Impossible, and what the audience can expect.
Well, Bill, I think the movie is about a guy who meets a girl again for his benefit, to learn that even though his life has had a lot of frustrations in it, that God can provide a way if we're willing to accept it. And whether it be using gifts that we did not know we have or gifts that have been long in a kind of comatose state that sometimes have to be reawakened. Mm-hmm. That love can reawaken these gifts and that we can provide inspiration for others as we get inspiration from ourselves. That's what Nothing is Impossible is about. I'm grateful to have been a part of it, and thank you for your kind words. God has been good, and I'm glad I'm grateful that he continues to be. So can't wait for people to enjoy it, and we're eager to hear what they say.
Harry Lennox, you're awesome. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you. Blessings.
God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been